AP News for Friday, June 25th. I'm Tim McGuire. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is sentenced to more than 20 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd.
The family of George Floyd was allowed to address the court before sentencing. His brother Terrence with a question for the officer, who spent 9.5 minutes pinning George Floyd to the ground.
What was going through your head when you had your knee on my brother's neck?
And Floyd's 7-year-old daughter, Gianna, who says her dad would help her brush her teeth at night.
I miss you and I love you.
Chauvin turned to relatives in the courtroom and offered condolences, saying there was more to be said to them at a later time.
I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
The audio, courtesy of Court TV. Chauvin's mother spoke in his defense, but the judge said the 22.5-year sentence includes a 10-year penalty for abuse of trust and for cruelty shown to George Floyd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Search teams continue to scour through the rubble of a portion of a 12-story condo that collapsed Thursday in a beachside town near Miami. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
To the families who are suffering and waiting and wondering for wanting news of their loved ones, our hearts are with you.
4 people are known dead, nearly 160 unaccounted for. The missing include people from around the world. Israeli media report the country's consul's office in Miami believes 20 citizens are missing. Another 22 unaccounted for people are from Argentina, Venezuela, and Uruguay. And Paraguay's first lady flew to Miami because her sister, brother-in-law, their 3 children, and a nanny are among the missing. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office could bring criminal charges against former President Donald Trump's business. Company lawyer says the prosecutor is looking into perks paid to executives, including paying private school tuition for their children. This is AP News. Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone, one of the many officers injured during the January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, asked House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy to publicly denounce fellow House Republicans who voted against honoring the police officers who were attacked and downplayed the attack itself. Fanone says he also asked McCarthy to work with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on a select committee to investigate the insurrection.
I asked him for some specific commitments. One of them was to take the select committee seriously and appoint serious participants, not obstructionists.
Senate Republicans blocked an independent bipartisan investigation, and some House members are increasingly trying to downplay the seriousness of the assault. Hundreds of those taking part in the insurrection face federal felony and misdemeanor charges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.